hold my head. But used to, if you made one Tuscaloosa an hour, you were a reckless fool.
What about your maternal grandparents on your mother's side?
On my side?
Yeah.
Where
were they from? Were they born in
Virginia? No, otherwise they came to this country from Scotland. You know what the trouble they're having over in Ireland and Scotland today? Well, my mother's side, they were wealthy people. He was a Protestant, a Catholic. He just sold whatever cotton picking thing he had out.
When did they move into Alabama, Pickens County?
Well, I'm gonna lead up to this now. Okay. I'm talking about my grandfather, Glass's father. He could see what was going to happen. You know, the Battle of Bowhead, where the Catholics just killed the Protestants and running ox wagons overloaded with stones. And he sold out. He had 11 children by his first wife. My mother by the second wife. Everything he had, bought him a ship, put his stock on it, his children, his wife, and his money. In other words, people that lived on his estate over there. And he just hightailed it up in Virginia. But he, agents. And he bought that land. You can go out right to Washington Bay. And this Senator Carter Glass, I had an uncle. It was a spit image. It was on Virginia, Carter Glass. But he came to this country and they settled up in Virginia. My sister, she's one of these people that might trace them down to ancestors. She and her nephew, they went up in Virginia a couple of years ago. And the number one name in that family, and the one that ever mounted, and I guess what the name was, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
They picked me. And this part of Virginia, my father was a poor boy. And I've heard my mama tell my daddy quite a few times. She says, "You married me for my money." And you know what he always told her? He says, "That's the truth." He says, "Until I finished medicine, you wouldn't have nothing in the world to do with me." I've seen a picture of my father and another young lady always got married. He says, "Look what I did with your money." He did pretty well with it, too.
Now, what did they get from Virginia down to Pickens?
My grandfather, or my father, my mother's father. Now, he married again. He had 11 children when he left Scotland. I mean, what do you think he had over here? Second one. 8 or 9. The first one. My mother's a baby. About 22 children on both. Now I don't know if on both sides of the house, but his oldest son, which is named Robert, was killed in the Battle of Corinth, Peachtree. Battle of what's called Peachtree. He is a first graduate, which is now Birmingham Southern at Southern University. And his scholastic record, even to this day, has never been beaten.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they were educated. Now, my mother, you could write her name.
So what did they...
Well, now, she was born after the Civil War, you see.
So when did they get down into Pickens?
Well, my grandfather came to this country in 1818. As a missionary. He was a Methodist preacher. Young fella, 18 years old, he came to this country as a missionary. And he settled over here in Tuscaloosa County.